Hey, UK listeners, this one's for you. Whether you're looking to learn something completely new or trying to brush up on a few topics, the best way to learn something is by doing it yourself. And there's no better place to learn math, science, or computer science interactively than Brilliant. Brilliant is an interactive STEM learning platform that helps you learn concepts visually, intuitively, and in a hands-on way. Brilliant offers more than 60 engaging courses across all experience and knowledge levels, from logic to astrophysics to Algebra 1 to quantum computing, and their course catalog is constantly expanding. Interactive learning has been proven to be 6 times more effective than passive learning, and Brilliant's visual and interactive courses build upon this principle. Visit brilliant.org/startalk to get started for free, and the first 200 people to sign up using this URL, brilliant.org/startalk, will receive 20% off their annual premium subscription.
Goodbye, Carl!
Watch what craft is. Watch what craft is. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens? Watch what craft is. Watch what craft is. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Hello, Atlanta.
Atlanta. Hi, baby gorgeous. Hi, baby gorgeous.
Lisa Barlow is an amazing person.
You guys, you're just in time for the reveal of my new plastic surgery.
It's good, right?
I got it done in Turkmenistan.
I had a tit on my chin earlier, but I tried to get it kind of deflated. Now I've got like Noella's underboob is my...
You guys, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo we just love to talk about.
We are so excited to see you and so excited to be back here. We love Atlanta!
We love Atlanta!
Also, what an amazing night to be here. I mean, Jersey premiere.
Jersey premiere.
Wow,
you guys are amped tonight. This is amazing. This is going to be a good show. You guys were all singing along before. I was like, Ronnie was like, oh, this is going to be a good one tonight. And I was like, I concur.
And so much about plastic surgery, right? And like everything's about plastic surgery. Do I have toilet paper? I have toilet paper in my ear.
I actually do. I thought it was phantom toilet paper, but it's real. It's a real toilet paper.
Like, toilet paper is a fairly recent... Oh, also, sorry, trees. There's a lot of toilet paper, but... Toilet paper is a fairly recent thing. People just... I don't know what they wiped with before, but I watch a lot of Westerns, and they just always gross me out because I know they didn't have toilet paper.
Yeah.
It just bothers. It's hard to watch it.
That's what I always think about when I see a Western.
Don't you? Like, Game of Thrones, I wouldn't watch for the longest time because they just look so dirty. I'm like, they don't have deodorant.
They don't.
I'm not watching that.
And you know when they go north of the wall? Oh, my God. You know, it probably stinks north of the wall.
But, yeah, so much plastic surgery. So Meredith Marks went on Watch What Happens Live the other day. And apparently, I don't know, her face was all swollen or whatever. I don't know. I love that we're all watching Bravo and we're so judgmental about, what the fuck do you think you've been watching? You know, it's always been crazy. Like the new Real Housewives Berkshires thing. Everyone's like, oh, my God, Taylor's the only one who looks natural. I'm like, well, yeah, full circle.
Never was a conversation one way or another if I had fillers.
Yeah. So she came out with a post somewhere, I don't know, but she's like, guys, I had a swollen face. I'm sorry, I'm a human being. All you have to do is check my Instagram to know that my face is normal. It's like, how much salt did you eat?
I'm sick of the injections, the deflections, and the nachos.
A lot of plastic surgery. And, you know, Jen, from tonight's show, Jen What's-Her-Buns came out with a big, long one. Because, you know, of course, everyone's like, no one's like, oh, poor thing. Everyone's like, what the fuck did you do to your face?
Yeah.
The fuck is wrong with you? You look disgusting. So she came out with an Instagram. She's like, guess what? Sorry, but I just had it. And it's like this long. It's like 10 pages long. I was like, that is so sweet. Cannot wait to make fun of your ass.
Yeah. Jennifer has apparently already gotten rid of her chin. I don't know if you guys, this was actually on the, this was like,
lucky.
I woke up and it was like a news flash from Bravo. What's up? Like, guess what Jennifer looks like without her chin? I'm like, we saw her for like four seasons. But she's like, yeah, baby, I just couldn't get used to the chin, baby.
What kind of potato head are you that you can just be like, you know what? I don't like my chin. Taking it off for the day. Like, it's not a pashmina. It's your fucking, it's a body part.
Yeah. I support her getting rid of the chin. I don't think it was, I just don't think it was a great artistic choice.
This is my face.
What's wrong? Oh.
The fucking iPad. It's like, I need to see your face. This is my face. The same face you see every day. It's like, you're not even recognizable right now.
I don't even know who you are right now.
You just made it sound like Carl for a second. Like, oh, you look great, by the way. But I'm going to need to scan your face just to make sure it's you.
What if it was?
I need to see your face before you look at your phone. So, show me your face.
Whoa.
No, show me a better face. Better. Come on, smile. Smile for me. Smile for me.
Put your face weight on me. Oh, yeah. Listen, I want to unlock this iPad, but I'm also trying to take it slow, so...
Totally changed. Totally. It's like the software update. Totally changed. It's Carl. Do you want to install me right now or later tonight? Because I can schedule out for later tonight. You look great, by the way.
You look great. By the way, before you log in on your device here, just want to let you know... I make my bed now, so.
Software update notes. Added, by the way, to, you look great. You look great.
Did, you know, this, just so you know, this website accepts cookies, so do you, cool with cookies?
How many cookies have you made me?
It's like another operating system butts in.
Are you okay with cookies?
That's all I've ever asked for.
Lindsay.
Kyle! Just like when you walk away from the iPad just starts going, Kyle!
That's your screensaver when you just leave the computer on too long.
Kyle!
Kyle, when are you going to wake me up?
So a lot's happening. Also, Celebrity Big Brother started. Okay, so they tell
us.
Did you guys watch it?
Did anyone watch it? Did anyone watch Celebrity Big Brother?
So they tell us. You know, they're guessing, like, who's going to be on Celebrity Big Brother from Housewives? And everyone's like, NeNe Leakes, Erica Jane. It's Cynthia and Hi, I'm Teddy. What kind of ripoff is that? So we were in a hotel last night. We both use the YouTube TV, and they ain't paying us shit, so I don't care if you use it or not. But I turned it on, and since it's a local station, it was like, you cannot watch this till it's like done recording or whatever. So I was reading the description and it was like, you know, Cynthia Bailey, hi, and then it just turned off. It was like YouTube TV was like, I'm too tired. No.
And Teddy was like, you know, I really enjoyed my time on Beverly Hills, but like some people like to talk behind your backs and like to say it to their face. I'm like, whatever, Teddy, come on. Good luck on Big Brother.
Yeah. Yeah, I say everything to their face.
We're
evicting you.
I don't know.
We're evicting you.
No.
It's Lisa Vanderpump. Lisa Vanderpump is evicting you.
Oh, my darling.
Darling.
Lisa Vanderpump.
Darling.
And we will start a recap. But Ken Vanderpump's like,
well, my wife is never getting on a horse again. I'll tell you that much. Never again. My wife is never getting on a goddamn horse ever again.
The horses are celebrating. They're like, finally.
Lisa did not approve that message. She'll be like, how dare you? She'll be on like a swinging horse on a chandelier inside of a bigger chandelier.
Inside of a bigger chandelier.
All right, let's get on.
Let's get to Real Housewives of New Jersey, shall we? So the episode opens up. So they start the episode with a trailer, and we already recapped the trailer, but I do have to say, it still amused me because you see like a shot of like the George Washington Bridge, and then there's like this like Billie Eilish kind of music. It's like a Billie Eilish, like a faux Billie Eilish cover of Cruel Summer. It's like, it's a cruel summer. And then all of a sudden you just hear Dolores go, "Don't talk in my face."
I wish they did do Jersey in the style of Cruel Summer, the TV show, you know? Where, like, Teresa just starts miserable in a bad wig, you know? She's like, "Here's my memories of the cruel summer. Bling, 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 bling." And you're like, "What happened? What happened to get Teresa into that bad wig?" And then you have to wait the whole season to find out. Thank you, Freeform.
There's like a really big Cruel Summer fan in the front row here.
And everyone else is like, "What the fuck are you talking about? Bravo is already full of hags and bad wigs."
All right, so after this trailer.
God, my boobs.
They're luscious.
I don't know. I'm feeling them today. I'm feeling them today. Literally.
So then we do start with like another shot. They love showing the George Washington Bridge on this show.
He must be proud, by the way. George Washington up in heaven, like, "The fuck did I do?"
They make me a bridge and it becomes the one architectural feature they profile on the Real Housewives of New Jersey. Every single episode, it's like, "Oh, and the George Washington Bridge." So we're in Montclair, we see Montclair and Tenafly and all these locations, and then we land on Jennifer, and she has like the Lynn Curtin kind of like ace bandage around her head. You all know Lynn Curtin's ace bandage, right?
But it's also a good callback to Siggy Flicker, because remember when Siggy Flicker...
"That's all I wanted!
Joseph Campanella!" Like, she started her entire Housewives journey in a face bandage, remember? Yeah. She's like, "You want some soup? You want some soup, Teresa?"
It's her with the soup and a straw.
Yes, and Jennifer, you're going down the Siggy path. Not a good path to go down, Jennifer.
No.
Oh, you guys got serious. You're
Everyone's
like... Siggy hurts your fucking feelings, huh? You guys like, "Ouch, Siggy."
So Jennifer's getting ready with her thing, and her oldest daughter, Gabriella's there, and she's like, she does. Gabriella's wonderful. These kids... You know, Gabriella, she got made fun of in school. We did not approve of it. We continue to not approve of it. So we stand Gabriella. But she's like, "Mom, that could be your Halloween costume." She goes, "Really? What would I go as?" She's like, "Someone who got botched."
"Hey, it's not that bad, baby."
I like that whenever she gets fixed, her lower jaw still does that and her tongue kind of like hangs on her bottom teeth like,
"Oh yeah? I'm at stop fights, I finished fights. Bubba."
It's remarkable how much she really talks like she's the wife of a mobster in the 20s.
"You're going out to play craps again? What's wrong with you, huh?"
And I mean, especially today, we all really feel bad for the kids. You know, after knowing what happens at the end of this episode, like, we all feel bad for kids. It's like a commercial where they're like the children of war. And you're like, okay, like, the war is bad, but I still want to send them colored pencils, you know? Like, send me the address.
So then we go over to Jackie's house where her kids are running around, and little Hudson, he's chasing around his sister. And Jackie's like, "You guys are driving me crazy right now." And Hudson's like, "But you won't give me back my grapes."
The fuck kind of family is this?
I know.
I mean, the George Washington Bridge is like, "I thought this was fucking America."
A great fight.
"I founded this country so kids could fight over a natural food. What is this?"
I know, it felt sad that they were fighting over grapes as children.
Are there no chemicals in the house to fight over? This is what you're left with? Natural foods.
Yeah.
Take her kids away. "Ma'am, we have a call that you're giving your children natural foods." Get in the van. Get in the Nabisco van. We're going to drive you to the... So then we go to Melissa's house. And Antonia, who just gets more Antonia.
Yeah.
By the second... Yes. I mean, I am Antonia. I was going to say Antonia. Who am I kidding? I'm an old Antonia. Okay.
My Antonia. That was a literary reference.
Oh, it was a
Willa Cather reference.
Oh, thanks. It was touching. Thanks for being touching. For a second. God forbid. Just kidding. So she's just staring at little Joey, who has, of course, this hair, you know. And I also had this hair. I don't know. I'm coming like full circle to childhood this episode. But he has like the shaved sides and then like the poof. Yeah. And she's like, oh my God, he looks like a Guido. Why would you want a puff of hair? Why would you want like just like a puff on the top of your head like that?
And he goes, because it's sexy. Yeah,
exactly. It's sexy.
Can't believe that's like Joe Gorga's son. It's crazy.
Yeah. He's like, it's sexy. Some people complain about sidewalks until they don't got a sidewalk. And then they're walking on the ground. Follow me. At Growing with Gorga Smalls. All right? Follow me.
And then we wind up at the main event. We're at Teresa's house where we just hear Melania go, Mom! She's like,
are you hungry? You want to be hungry? Wait. You want me to make a sandwich? Huh, Melania? What do you want? She's like, Mom!
Come on, let's go eat by the pool. It's so nice by the pool right now.
It's like storming down rain.
I
like,
know.
We're going to eat outside. It's so nice.
She's so delusional. She's like trying to get them all to believe it's a beautiful day. They're like, it's literally raining on my fucking head. Okay? And so, this is terrible. We've recapped all of these, but they're kids. Okay, it's Gia.
Yeah.
Who now talks like this.
She talks like this.
Gia does the teenager, like, constantly getting a manicure hand. Like, she's like, let me tell you. You know, her hands are always like that. Okay, so there's Gia, Melania, duh.
No, but in between is Gabriella.
Oh, Gabriella.
Gabriella the silent.
Okay, Melania, and then now... The little one started, like, yapping.
Audriana.
She had a line. Did you catch it?
Yes, I did, of course.
I was so proud of her. I rewound it, like, 3 times. Hold on. I don't want to get it wrong. Okay. I think it says the silent one here somewhere. Okay. She goes,
Ma, my hair's going to get frizzy, Ma.
It's like, oh.
They grow up so fast.
She's talking. Little Joe Judai's face, like, Ma! My hand's frizzy, man. Love her.
So they're talking about how like they're closing on their house. They're finally sold the house. We even got a flashback of Michelle from last season. I didn't even bother writing it down. I was just like, oh, there she is. And then that's kind of like her life, right? Oh, there she is, huh? So then, so they're going to be moving out. The house has been on the market for 6 months. And so Teresa and Louie are going to be moving in together, guys.
Yeah. And she is like,
but my routine is not changing just because we're moving somewhere else.
I love that teenager. Just like, fuck you. Everything's fuck you. It's like, do you want some fries with your dinner?
I love fries.
And then Gabriella. Actually, the more shocking thing is that Gabriella spoke this episode. Her one line for the year, okay, the 2022 line of the year, she's like, well, I mean, it's not going to change at all. I mean, we're going to be living with two men for the first time in 6 years, and I'm out. I'm done.
I'm done. Yeah, she actually spoke, and I was like, I think I've said that before. I haven't lived with a man in years, you know. It's like, I have a lot in common with that kid, except for all the sports and the thinness. I mean, a lot. There's a lot. So Teresa is like,
Louie got a sign, and then he got another sign, and I always wanted a sign, so now I got, like, signs, but, like, not my sons, but they're, like, my son. Blink, 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 blink.
So what's she even...
She got lost.
Yeah.
She got lost in her family tree.
Huh? Sons and daughters, huh?
She like needs like she needs to go to Wikipedia to understand the Brady Bunch. She's like,
wait, what? Three sons and three daughters and a housekeeper, huh? Can you say it again?
So she's like, it's gonna be crazy now that I got sons. And she's like, Mom, you were just like laying up naked in the backyard yesterday. You can't do that anymore. Whoa, 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 whoa. I walked into my mom's, you know how it's like, stay out of my bathroom. It's the one time I get to be by myself. That was my mom. But we would like pick the lock and we'd be like, ha ha, we're in your bathroom. I went in there one time, saw that shower, and I don't need that. I don't need that in my backyard. It's still in my head. It is still in my head. I still can't use loofahs.
I feel like if I went out there, it'd be like seeing like a large open-faced cheeseburger or something just lying out there.
Wow.
What are you looking at?
So many conflicting feelings.
I'm like, oh, now Teresa, I'm starving. That spray tan.
Yeah.
Cheddar.
So she's like, yeah, I won't be able to do that no more. And the normal one's like, oh my God, it's not the end of the world.
I know.
How am I even in this family? Gabriella.
Teresa's like, are you okay with us blending our families? And you know, Melania was terrified. She thought she was going to be put into like a blender or something like that. Mom, I'm still young.
So she's like, you know, I really was nervous when I met Luli, but, you know, we really took that week to get to know each other. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You took time to get to know each other. You literally walked up to him coming out of his doorway on the shore, and now you're going to move in with him. It was like 2 seconds.
No, Ronnie. Excuse me, this is true love. And we know this because we then see a flashback of the two of them getting some sort of like spa treatment, and they're lying side by side. Like, and she's like,
oh my God, I have lashes on.
And he goes, I have lashes too. So I think of case
together
closed.
Together forever. You know, we get massages and talk about lashes and wear red strings on our wrists to support kablabla. It's really great.
It's like, Teresa, get that red string off your wrist.
What the fuck?
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Teresa's like,
knock on wood, everything feels right.
Which is sad because I still don't know if she totally knows exactly what wood is. She's like going up to the grass, like, knock on wood. It's like, it's the grass.
And she is like, you should take more time, Ma. And she's like, it's been a year. I've known him longer than I knew that girl Roz from camp, since she asked me to marry her 4 times. I mean, bling, 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 bling.
So Teresa's like,
it's crazy how life works. I mean, we're moving in the development that my brother lived in.
And it turns out that they are moving in to next door to Joe Gorka and Melissa. But God, life is crazy, isn't it? Because they are moving out, guys.
Ben's dad is calling. That's so our show.
Oh my God, my dad,
your dad
is
always
calling.
Calls.
Hi, Dad. Dad, are you there?
We're here.
You're here? How's it going?
What is all that squeaky noise?
it's just the walls creaking. We're in Atlanta. We're doing our show.
Okay.
I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Love you. What's all that squeaking?
It's all that squeaky noise.
So everybody else on Real Housewives of New Jersey so far, they're like, 1 second. Look, Jen got a nose job. Look, someone did something. And then Teresa, it's like 20 minutes of Teresa sitting in the rain like, but I loved him. So now we move on to the next part of this scene where Joe Gorga, the victim of all victims, right?
Mm.
Poor Joe Gorga.
So basically there's a group text going on between the daughters and Joe Gorga.
She is like, I'm still mad at him. I am still mad at him.
So she is, they're mad because of everything that went down last season. And basically, because last season Joe Gorga was like, he killed my fucking mother, I put her in the grave, it was fucking what Joe. And by the way, I did not disagree with anything he said on that front, to be honest.
You put my mother in an early grave. cheese cubes flying.
Throwing the cheese cubes at the, yeah.
And Gia's like, well, I replied back. And I said, but you did so many terrible things, Joe. And he's like, oh, well, I guess I'm a terrible person, huh? I guess it's just me. I'm a terrible person. Everyone hates me. That's it then. I guess I'm just the worst, all right? I guess I'm the enemy, all right? Just always want to, like, talk to him on his hand. Like, there's the exit over there, you know? It's like... So the kids have been mad because he called their dad a piece of shit. Which, you know what? Like, that's true. I mean, mad that you're...
I think if someone calls your dad a piece of shit, like, you should be mad, you know? Then again, your dad is Joe Giudice, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, even if he's a piece of shit, you don't want someone else saying it. Like, that's my right, you know? Like, I'm saving that shit up for Christmas when you're drunk, where I could be like, you know what, you piece of shit.
Yeah.
You don't want it wasted. It's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing you get to tell your parents for the first time.
Yeah.
Once a year, she
That's
says.
That's fancy. That's fancy shit.
Like, you've
That's
known me.
Of, yeah. So, anyway, so they're, like, really mad. And then he Joe Gorga, he keeps on saying, like, oh, well, I'm the bad guy. He kind of has to drop that around the girls. Because the truth is, we all know that Joe Giudice is a piece of shit. But he can't, like, he just has to, like, just drop it and zip it up and act like the victim.
You're right. No. But also, Joe Gorga isn't the classiest either. I mean, let's not forget their first season when they were trying to sell their big phony mansion that was made out of, like, Legos and paper mache. Do you remember?
Yes.
The real estate agent came over and they were like, oh, look at this. It's marble. Okay, it's not. It's foam. And it's painted like marble. So... Or when last year he's like, before and after... Here's the before picture of a house, and it's like a tin can that's like crunched up on the street. And he's like, and he's after. And it's this huge, gorgeous mansion. And then the owner of the mansion was like, that's not your house. That is my house, sir.
It's like Sandra Bullock. Like, please don't do this. So basically now the kids are just, they're mad at Uncle Joe, and they're mad and they're like, you know, he hasn't even tried to take us out to dinner and everything like that. So things are a little fraught.
And she's like, listen, girls, I just want you to do the right thing.
Okay. Okay, so then Dolores, you know, good old
My
Dolores.
Favorite Dolores. Dolores is driving along, and she gets a phone call. And if you ever imagined your head what a phone call with Dolores and Frankie in the car would sound like, it's literally this scene. Hey, Frankie. How's it going?
You coming over to the house, Frankie? What are you going to do today? I'm driving to the house. You going to come over there?
There's a new stop sign they put up. Never used to be a stop sign. There's a stop sign now, Frankie.
And he sounds like kind of a superhero young version of Frank. You know?
Yeah.
It's like he's an origin story of Frank.
He's like, hey, Ma, is it fixed? Is it fixed? Yeah, how's the house? How's the house doing, Ma? How's it? Is it fixed?
She's like, well, you know what? It's not fixed, but there's not a motorcycle in the living room, so it's progress. Your sister has 37 dogs in the fucking house. What do you want from me? What do you want?
So now Dolores comes home to her house, and now we have, like, now Gabby is there, too, with the million dogs. You know, she's like, okay, Gabs. All right, Gabs. We got a lot of dogs here, Gabs. Your brother Frankie's coming over. We didn't get the bell ready for the blowjobs, et cetera. Don't know where your dad is. How are you doing?
The blowjob bell. I will never forget the blowjob bell that Frankie has in college. You know what they got? A blowjob bell. When they want a blowjob, they ring the bell. Isn't that good?
Yeah. Like, you know what? When I hear that blowjob bell go off, what I do is I walk from the kitchen to the living room to the kitchen and back again until it stops dinging, okay? That's what I do.
I've been ringing bells in my house ever since. Nothing happens, okay? Even the ring doorbell goes off. I'm like unzipping. I'm like, come on, Fupa. We can do this. It's showtime. So, yeah, Gabby, love that you're taking care of dogs. Take care of them out of my house.
Yeah.
There's like 50 dogs here. Get them out. Out.
It's crazy. So Frankie comes over in his tight pants, which we all appreciate. He's like, hey, Ma. Hey, Ma. How's it going, Ma?
Hey, Ma.
Yo, hey.
How's it going? You know what? I wore these pants to work, which is good. Love work. Working for Louis. He's good. He's a good guy. Louis's a good guy.
Good guy.
You know what?
He's a good guy.
I love real estate. I love Louis. He really makes a difference. He really makes a difference. Like, who are you? Why are you talking like that?
And why
you
is
think
the
he really talks like that?
And why does Dolores keep putting Frankie with these terrible mentors? Every day she's like, well, you know what? I saw that Charles Manson is an interesting person, so I said, Frankie, why don't you go work for Charles Manson in jail? I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to do that, Ma. He seems like a good guy. He's a good guy.
You know what? Very inspiring. Very inspiring guy. Charles Manson.
Inspiring.
Very inspiring guy.
So then Dolores, it's the late. Dolores' storyline always is, why don't you have cabinets? It's always something along those lines, you know? It's like, why aren't there covers over the electricity sockets? Why? Yeah.
Look, the molding's not done, the door, no doorknobs, there's no paint, there's not even a wall here. We have an open-ended house over here. I mean, there's no microwave, there's no dishwasher. I'm eviscerated.
The thing that really bugs me is the no cabinets, because I understand, like, the open, you know, like, oh, open, what do they call it?
Open concept.
No, where are the cabinets, shelving, it's like... I have that. I don't even know what it's called. And I saw it, and I was like, oh, my God, how trendy. And then you get it, and you're like, where the fuck do I put a bowl? Like, yeah. You can't put it up there. Where the KitchenAid go, you know? Where all my plastic straws go, because you know I have that shit stockpiled. I'm like, I need a cabinet. You need to hide things. But she doesn't even have shelves or anything. She's just got, like, tiles, you know? So that bothered me more than you. I get it. It bothered me last year, too, and she still has not gotten the cabin. I'm going to stop now.
It's so a very then, slow renovation.
She's talking about Frank and how his priorities are a little off. Listen, he's got this girlfriend, all right?
Mm-hmm.
She's young.
Yeah.
She's young, and she doesn't need life preservers, if you know what I mean. Oh, really? Ain't like, that the potato calling the rigatoni starchy?
I know. I know Dolores with her new butt and everything isn't talking about that. But I support her anyway, because I'm always Team Dolores.
Yeah.
So if they decide, they're like, okay, you know what? We're going to FaceTime your father because we don't have doorknobs on any of the doors here, and Frankie keeps getting stuck in the bathroom when he shits, okay? So they call up Frank, and Frank's like, hey, Dolores, what's going on, Dolores? What's going on?
Dolores, what you doing? You know what I'm doing this week, Dolores? I can't come finish your fucking house this week, Dolores. All right? I'm rehearsing for my show.
My show? I'm doing a show, Dolores. The show, Dolores. It's a show.
And so we see a little poster for the show. So for those who don't know, all the house husbands of Jersey decide to come together. It's basically like this generation's comic relief. And the poster says, Sinatra meets the Real House Husbands of New Jersey. An evening of music, storytelling, and comedy.
Guys are different than ladies. Am I right?
That's like the whole show, you know? It's like a lot of ball. It's like a lot of ball moving, you know? Like, oh, Justin, my booth. This shit was funny. This shit was funny right now. I'm like putting his finger up Joe Gorga's butt. Like, gotcha, bro, gotcha.
What's the deal with doorknobs? I got an ex. She always wants doorknobs on all her doors. Am I right, everyone? A ding a ding a ding a ding.
I got your knob right here, huh?
So he's like, Dolores is like, you know what? You're rehearsing for a show. How about you get some doorknobs on, Frank? All right? How about that? Why don't you do that, Frank? And he's like, what is it that you need so desperately, Dolores? And she's like, do I need to go over it again? Everyone joint molding. She goes over the whole list again.
Doorknobs. So then Frankie, poor Frankie, he's like, this house is going to tear us apart.
Frank, no, it's not. It's not going to tear us apart, okay? Just a stressful situation. I got a hot new girlfriend and a great comedy show, and your mother's a little concerned. Everything's going to be okay, I swear to God.
It's like, Frank, we can no longer see you because your FaceTime is just saliva. It's like going to the car wash and you just see, like...
Sorry, but I'm just going to turn into an apple now and shut down. Not waterproof. All right.
So, it's dramatic.
Serious
scene.
Music.
Okay, so they shoehorn this dramatic thing in there, which I love. We just hear a ring, my zipper comes undone. And then we just hear a,
Hey, babe, how are you?
You know what? How are you?
You know what? How are you? That's what I'm saying. Did you see this video with Louis? He's got to dress it. He's got to dress it. It's weird. It's a weird video.
Everyone's talking about it. Everyone's talking about it on social media. It's just crazy. It's what Marlene is talking about. Everyone is just crazy. Okay, everyone is.
And then we see all the tweets pop up on the screen. They start to cover the screen like an outbreak, you know? It's like when COVID first came, but it's like really poorly worded tweets out of Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Like there were 10 tweets from different people that said, how strange. It's like, who's in charge of screenshotting these?
Yeah, there was one tweet that said, I'm so creeped out. Wish I could unsee this. But we were not sure if it was about Louis or just like
the Jersey show
in Atlanta. No,
we didn't know.
Atlantis.
Is it Atlantic reviews? City. We don't know.
So now we wind up after this like mysterious montage of tweets and concern. We wind up at Marge's house and she's Joe. I don't know what happened to my trays. Where are my trays, Joe?
I think like, they were in the oven.
I'm like, please don't let this concern be about Margaret's trays. Like, all the tweets are in. The internet's exploding. Where are Margaret's trays?
So she's like, listen, I need ice in my glass, manservant. All right, Jackie is coming over. We need to talk about this video. All right, you know what I'm not holding in my hand right now? Iced coffee. Can we just make this happen, please? This is ridiculous.
This is crazy. This is, by the way, this is my impersonation of her holding iced coffee. Look at this. Isn't this so accurate to what it looks like in real life?
This huge glass. And she's like, we have to talk about this video. And Joe's like, how can you not talk about it? It's like an elephant in a room. And she's like, it's like a woolly mammoth, Joe. And he's like, it's like a walrus. You know what? That's smaller than a woolly mammoth, Joe.
You got to go bigger, Joe. You got to get bigger.
You're very
animals.
Bad at this, Joe.
Okay. All right. Why don't we start small with a rabbit and then scale up from
there?
Get up,
Joe. I mean,
the rabbit in the room.
My ice is naked without coffee on top of it right now. What are you doing? What are you doing standing there competing with me about large animals for? All right. You got time to lose. You got time to bruise, buddy. Get to it. Get to it.
So one of the real weird things about this episode was that I guess they didn't get the clearance to show this famous video on the show. And so it's weird. You have like Margaret describing it. And once she's describing it, they have this like stock footage of like models on a beach and everything. And if you've never seen this video, you think it's like you're probably extremely confused. And they make it look like it's so sexy, but this is what it really looks like, okay?
I just want to say, I love you. I want to be with you. I'm going to come home right now. I'm going to ask you to marry, if that's okay with you. If that's okay. All right? And we're going to be your family.
And then he's surrounded by
bro,
all these guys.
Bro, speak from your heart. Speak from your heart, bro.
Come on. Do it better, bro. Speak from your heart.
Come on, bro. Come on. You could do this.
All right. Let me try it again. I love you.
Look at the camera. Look harder. Use your eyes, bro. Right. Use your eyes, bro.
I love you.
Speak from your heart, bro. Use the eyes on your heart, bro. Look at the camera, bro.
I love you.
Louder.
I love you.
In song. Sing it. Sing it.
I love you.
Okay. I don't. 2-4 beat, okay?
I love you.
Say it again. Loud. To a face. Say a name. Do you know a name? Say something that sounds like a name. To the camera.
I love you.
He's like never going to book a commercial, this guy. They're like, we want more. We want more. We want more, sir. And he just keeps going,
I love you. Please, I'm sorry for whatever I did. They're like,
bro.
Come on, bro. Do better. She don't want to see that. She don't want to hear your fucking brain. All right? She wants to hear your fucking heart. She wants to hear your fucking heart.
But he keeps saying these really weird things. He's like, I wanna make you my wife when I get home.
When I get home.
That's romantic.
Yeah, it's like super specific.
Listen, I love you, and I was thinking maybe we could go to Applebee's tonight. What do you think? Is that good? Does that
if
work?
It's okay with you.
Is that okay with you?
But also, this video is very unfair, because obviously it's like a man's male retreat or whatever where you fucked up, and you're like, but, you know, it's like when you send your dog, like your dog's been peeing in the house too much, so it goes away to like... dog camp or whatever. I would like to think that Bueller would do that. Like, I love you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, all right? But it's like some camp to, I guess, better yourself. But it's all these guys who are shirtless. I mean, they're on a beach. But in the episode, they say they're naked or something, which I think might be...
You know, they just did some really annoying, like, faux tribal shit where they're going to get into, like they're going to get in touch. I'm trying to speak like Margaret. You know, they get to be, like, getting in touch with inside.
It's
know,
a tribal
they're
thing.
In an iced coffee, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so... But they're all shirtless, and they're all very serious. You know, especially Louis' face. I mean, I can't. It's so good.
Yeah.
So they're all gathered around him, but there's one fucking guy in a hoodie. How is that fair?
Yeah.
Like, who let this guy in? Like, you're not coming to my male retreat. Like,
no.
if I have to be fucking naked, my flap is down to my knees. Yours will be too, sir, with your fucking hoodie zipped up.
So Jackie comes over to Margaret's house, and Margaret's like, hi, honey cakes, how are you? Okay, what do you want? Do you want iced coffee? You want iced coffee? A Pellegrino? And I'm just going to say iced coffee into you. You accept an iced coffee into your life, okay? Iced coffee? Iced coffee? Okay, how about I get you a water, but I say it's iced coffee. Just, I need it for my head. I need it for my head.
So Marge is describing this video to us, and she's like, I mean, first of all, this guy looks like he's been dragged in a river, which is...
Yes.
Which is true, but that is also probably also his, like, coffee and a bagel picture. Like, I don't think Louis ever looks like he hasn't been dragged through a river. He's got that, like, ow! Ow! He's got that face.
That's a Jersey River, too. You don't know really what's in those rivers. We all know.
And he's apologizing for something. You know, obviously he did something wrong. And Joe's like, yeah, it's a heavy situation. It's like a woolly... Bella Dolphin. Shut up, Joe. You know, but get some cream, Joe. Get some cream.
A woolly dolphin? Is that what you just said? A woolly dolphin.
So, Jackie, so good to see you, dear. How's Evan? Working out much? We're on the same team. Just had to get it in there this season.
So Teresa's going to be having a kickoff to summer party, huh? Blink, blink. And Jackie is like... Do you think she's going to bring up the video at the party? Exactly. Does anyone really think Teresa's going to bring up the... Is she even going to bring up the concept of video as just an art form?
Huh?
But also, what do they want her to do? Like, airplay it at the pool party? This is so confusing. Like, you know what? Teresa needs to address it. I'm like, what is it? Like, male apology karaoke? You're like, don't get him started. Do not give him a microphone and ask him to explain. Because, you know, he'll be like, hi, everybody. Just wanted to thank you for coming to the pool party. Just want to apologize. Here we go again.
So Marge is basically like, listen, I don't want to rain her on a parade, okay? And Louis seems amazing, absolutely amazing. But he's not an apology to her in the video. And you don't repent for some kind of behavior unless something went wrong, okay? So you know what I'm saying, right?
You don't repent unless you sin. All right. And so then we see a clip of Andy like,
whoa, all right, so... Kim D came after Louis saying he was an emotional abuser who slashed some tires.
And Teresa's just like, clink, 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 clink. I love her angry blink, like her nostril kind of twitches, and she's just like, eh. So Marge, it tells us that, you know what, there were some juicy rumors out there, and these videos give them some credibility. I mean, there is some splaining to do, Lucy. Okay.
So clearly they're just trying to, like, having a moment like, are you going to bring it up? Should I bring it up? Who wants to do the scene, right? But Jackie's like, well, look, I can't do it, okay? You know, we took a long time to get to a good place, so I really can't be the one to do it.
But I can't wait to watch one of you do it. I mean, these two are salivating. Because the last season premiere was Teresa going around to the parking lot party that Jackie's like, I'm in such a wonderful marriage party, or whatever the fuck that was. And then Teresa's like, oh yeah, her husband's getting blowjobs at the gym, right? So they're both thrilled for the storyline. So then they're saying that Marge says, you know, but Jen doesn't have the best judgment. Okay, which is an understatement.
Yeah, because they're saying, like, the people most likely to bring it up will either be Jennifer or Dolores. And right. Marge is like, well, Jennifer doesn't have good judgment.
She called me a snake, and she said Joe and Melissa are crooks. Okay, so then we get the Instagram on the screen, which I just fucking loved. I thought it was so funny.
So, I see some people are threatened. You can take your sloppy comments and run it all you want. Hold on to it for dear life. You got nothing else. Your group is infested with a snake that talks behind all your backs. And you're just salty and boring to boot, baby. So careful with all that reach. You're gonna pull a muscle.
And then there's another one. Do you mind that I'm just reading?
Oh, I don't care. I love it.
I love a monologue moment, you know.
I love it. If anyone monologues well, it's Ronnie Caron.
So then this one is to at Melissa Gorga.
Wow. You really are stupid. He only got on because Teresa, and that kills you. The audience has learned more about me in 3 years than they have of your measly 11.
Your measly 11 years.
I know.
Fucking Jen.
Your fake baby and sister that never was.
Oh, that's true.
And when you're divorced, oh yeah, right. All they see is just self-absorbed, obsessed, envious behavior. I'm my own family and I share it more than you ever had the guts to. So go, embarrass your daughter some more, because you and your crooked family got nothing else. Girl, bye, baby.
Shockingly accurate, shockingly accurate. That's probably how she typed it, too. She's like, ba-ba! So,
I was like, is this supposed to make me anti-Jen? Because right now, I'm, like getting, like, little pieces of tissue paper on the end of pencils and dotting a little bit of glue on it and making a fucking parade float. Okay?
Yeah, so basically Marge and Jackie are like, well, she's got skeletons, she's got big skeletons. And so then we go over.
I mean, I don't like people coming after big skeletons. Fuck off with that. So she's like, yeah, she's very unhappy. And Jackie's like,
she's all smoke and mirrors.
And Marge is like, oh, and guess what? Guess what? Hold on. Wait for it. Joe, come in here for this one. Joe, come in.
Yeah, Marge.
Foggy diamonds as well. And Jackie goes, ooh, smoke mirror and foggy diamonds. She's like, yeah.
Felt very like it felt very much like a book I would see at the airport.
That was for you, Joan.
That was for you, Joan. That was great. It's Joan loved that one. That was for Joan. That was for Joan. So now we go to Melissa Gorga and Joe
I've
Gorga.
I've missed this show. I've missed talking about this show.
I know. I've like forgotten all her jokes. I'm like, oh yeah, the Joan Rivers joke. So Melissa and Joe are at a restaurant, and Melissa's like, hey, Joe. Did you know the governor just lifted all the restrictions? And he just starts to take his dick out of his pants. No, not all the restrictions. Masks, Joe. Masks.
He's masks. Like peeing under the table.
No, Joe.
Hey.
He's like, yeah, it's all wide open now. You know how many divorces happen because of that?
Joe, please tell me you're not doing some of your stand-up right now. Hey.
Hey. Grow with Gorga.
And she's like, I thought we wouldn't make it after our big fake fight of last year, but we made it. He goes, vice versa.
So then we meet Tracy and Tiki Barber.
Yes. I had such a crush on Tiki Barber when I was younger. I really did. But he...
Well, he's a very charming guy. It's like, hello, hi, I'm Tiki Barber.
Like, I'm television's Tiki Barber.
Tell me you have fried calamari here. Yes, I'm Tiki Barber. Tiki Barber with some fried calamari. Thank you. Like, you are a charming man. So, let's see. They talk about how they've all just been hiding at home since the disease, which, you know, that's some bullshit in Jersey. No one stayed home in Jersey.
No. They literally had a whole season.
It's like, wow, that COVID was rough. Huh? Oh, remember man. Staying home?
Remember when we didn't go to the Jersey Shore and we didn't throw cheese cubes around? God.
So then Tiki orders a Belvedere martini and Joe's like, yeah, same.
I love that.
But on the rocks, but on the rocks. God, we're like brothers.
We're like brothers. I mean, we both play football. We both love Mr. Belvedere. God, we're so like twins, basically.
Crazy, man. So he's like, we're like two peas in a motherfucking pod, right? But I'm better looking, right? And Tiki's like, oh, you.
He's like, no. He's like, I'm wildly successful, and you're not.
So he's like, you know, we just did a show. You know, the guys. We just had a show, Tiki.
And then we see a clip of Joe Comedy.
Hey. Guys, Guys, you ever seen a dog doing this? You ever see a dog doing that? You know why? Because he don't even got paws to jerk off.
Yeah.
He can't jerk off. That's why.
Dogs can't jerk off. Thank you, everyone. Good night. Good night. So then, so basically, the Gorgas are in a rental right now. They've actually moved to they're moving to Franklin Lakes, which is a nice full circle moment for Jersey. Maybe they'll see Caroline Manzo there. With her sons just still throwing ham at like cabinets.
Let me tell you something about my family.
The thick of thieves. And we love Mackenzie Childs. We were supposed to do a show in Jersey. We're like shitting on, we're making all these Jersey jokes, but we were supposed to do a show in Jersey like 5 days ago, and it got snowed out for the bomb cyclone. And so we were watching season two, the original Posh Fashion Show, and
wow,
it's really amazing how much of an early adopter Caroline Manzo was of Mackenzie Childs. She really was like a pioneer with that
she
brand.
Was.
Yeah.
And Teresa looked 5 years old. I mean, she had this like little baby face and her little chinchilla jacket running around the country club trying to murder Danielle. Oh.
It's great.
Hey, I'm from Patterson, bitch. Did you forget?
Pay attention, please, yeah. Teresa.
Classic.
It was good.
So Tracy's like, well, Teresa just sent me an invite. Is her boyfriend going to be there? And Melissa's like, well, she's been looking for Mr. Right, and then here's this knight in shining armor that swept in. Come on, Joe. Why the sad face, Joe? He's like, what? I'm trying to remember what calamari is. Why is it like fucking rings? What the fuck am I supposed to do with that? It's like bubble gums and rings.
I'm not sad. I just feel bad that dogs can't jerk off. That's all.
So he's like, you know, I don't know. Listen, we saw Joe Giudice make a happy too. Am I right? Guess I'm the bad guy.
He goes, when I first met Louis, he was cool, okay? But now I hear all this stuff about him.
And Tracy's like, but listen, there are always two sides to a story. I mean, there's been lots of stuff about us out that's just not true at all. I was like,
she's been waiting 8 years for this moment, right? Because she wedged it in there. They're like, ma'am, would you like a Caesar to start with? You know, it's funny that you mentioned that because Julius Caesar was betrayed also, like I was. She's been waiting to tell her side of the story.
I don't know who these people are, but whenever I hear people say, oh, people, those are just rumors. Like the stuff about us. None of us, you know, I Google that shit immediately.
Yes.
It's like, boom, 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 you know, red flags. So quit Google.
It was great. This is a good scandal.
New York Giants star Tiki Barber marries 23-year-old pinup wife while his wife is 8 months pregnant. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, so Tracy on this show, on Jersey, says, you know, I find it hard to judge other people. I'm like, okay, lies.
Get out of here. You're on a housewife show. You're fired.
Yeah. She goes, you know, I've been married to Tiki for 9 years, and we have two children, Brooklyn and Tegan, which I'm already like, okay. And then she goes, you know, he got separated from his ex-wife when she was 8 weeks pregnant, but you know, I met Tiki when I was working at the Today Show as an intern, right? And he was already separated for months, and it turned into this huge circus. So I'm like, so they separated while she was 8 months pregnant? Is that what you're trying to tell me, Tracy?
It's weird because she does this weird lying where she's like, Well, we got together when his wife was 8 weeks pregnant.
Oh, 8 weeks.
I guess is supposed to make it better. Like, maybe she didn't know yet, or, like, we don't know. Girl, and listen, I'm not judging you, Tracy Lynn. I'm judging myself. And I rule that I'm a big fucking liar. Because of course I'm judging you. Of course I am. Shame. Dong. Shame. Dong.
Shame.
Dong.
We'll just stick with Rondé. That's his twin brother, by the way.
I'm sorry, what?
I know you don't know sports.
Well, I'm Rondell and my mom is Rhonda. And I was like, this bitch is coming for me right now in Atlanta.
So Joe Gorga is like, you know, he told me about this camp when I first met him. And I was like, is it a camp that teaches dogs how to jerk off? Because they need to know that, huh?
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Melissa's talking about it, saying how it's basically a retreat for men to come back from whatever they're suffering from, like rampant cheating syndrome, you know? And Tiki is like, yeah, there was something off in his life. And Melissa's like, oh, but you know, Teresa, she's just going to say, oh, he's amazing. Did you see the way he apologized? What an amazing man. And it was actually a pretty accurate read from Melissa. That's pretty much what Teresa does do.
On the other hand, and I hate to do this, isn't that nice a man made an effort? It's like the guy cheats on you. Listen, we've seen on all of these shows and in my real life, these fuckers cheat on you and do all kinds of things, and then they blame your ass. This guy at least got naked on a beach with some other weird guys and like did a monologue. Is it me? I was like, he's dreamy. I love him. I love the effort.
So,
now to my favorite, Olivia. Big fork, small fork. Big fork, small fork.
And then that's Olivia setting the table for a family dinner.
Big fork, small fork. She's got like her eyeshadow on. Yeah.
Ooh, Olivia. Doing a good job with the forks and spoons.
And she's still doing her, like, we're on TV, so I'm a princess mother.
Yes.
Don't talk too much down there. I'll get your ass, Lauren. I will get your ass. You're talking so you didn't hear me threaten you, you see? I love you, and I love your Patricia caftan, but
yeah, if you got a Patricia caftan in the front here.
But I'll also strangle you with it if I have to.
So the whole family's sitting down for dinner, and they've like Jennifer's made all these like delicious looking kebabs and everything, and Olivia's like, guys, we use our smaller forks for the salad. You know, all her brothers and sisters are like, oh, mother, what did you do to this hurt?
Mother, are we gonna have a salad because I put a big fork?
She's like, we can, if you want.
Yes.
So then Olivia, wait, who asked the mom? The other kid, Gabriella, right? Someone's like, oh no, Olivia goes, guys, we're using the big fork.
Mom, can you breathe in that bandage?
And Jen's like, of course I can. What are you talking about?
Bill's like, I gotta admit, it's very unusual to wear that for so long.
Bill is so salty. And she says that he didn't want to do the surgery because she's the worst patient ever, which I believe. But he seems really pissed that she went off to Turkey.
Yeah.
And got this. Because he's like, that long you keep it on? Isn't it supposed to be so long that you take it off? And she's like, how do you do it, Bill? And he goes, you take the splint out and that's it. I mean, people don't want others to know they've had surgery.
So then we get like, we get the $1 million moment where we get the before and after. And this is weird because I felt like the before picture was the after, and the after was the before. I was like, did she get nose fillers?
They have those. They have that shit. And she also does a thing where she makes sure she's standing right at the exact same spot under her stairs. You know, did you notice that? It's like the stairs are behind her. She's like at the exact same, which I don't know why, but I thought that was interesting. I don't know, you know, I feel bad for her because, I mean, you have to. I mean, look at her. But also because it's so hard to learn housewives' timing, and they all run into this. Like, when am I supposed to get my Botox? Remember Shannon came back like crazy?
Yes.
She looked like a stormtrooper.
Or Vicky Gunvalson, that one season where she came back looking like she was in Spirited Away. She was like, whoa.
Yeah, so it's hard to time it, you know? And I know if I could afford that shit, or could afford a plane ticket to Turkey and an Instagram post, I get everything done.
She's like, so I went to Turkey, baby, to visit my brother and finally meet my nephew. And we had a christening. And while I was there, I got my nose and my chin up, baby. I was like, it's bad when you make Danielle Staub's, like, blockbuster video plastic surgery look up pretty good, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, kids, they put tampons in my nose. Like, ew, mom, girls.
And Bill goes, well, we're glad you made it. Bye. Like, what's going on with Bill? Bill's going to kill her. Like, Bill's planning on murdering her ass in her sleep. He's being extra weird today.
Welcome back. Welcome back, girlfriend.
So she's like, can you put the phone down, son? Oh, yeah. So they're talking to the kids and stuff who are all older. And Jen's telling them that she made up with her mom because they both saw the baby at the same time. I was like, I'm sure your family loved you coming to the christening and then making it all about you in the fucking hospital. That is so Jen. Like,
what's a baby? Anybody gonna come visit me?
So they shoo off the kids to go upstairs, and they show off the grandpa, poor grandpa just puttering around, and now it's just Jen and Bill. And he's like, it's so sweet to see Olivia happy that you and your mom made up. She's like, yeah, I wish it could be that easy to make amends with the girls. So now she's going to start acting like she is the victim, even though she was like a vile monster on the reunion and said the worst things and pitted everyone against each other. Now she's going to be like, why doesn't I want to talk to my papa?
I love it. She's like, so
they were mean to me on Instagram, Bill. So I fired back with my own post.
Which I just read to you. And Bill's like, well, maybe calling Joe Gorga a crook was putting a little more gasoline on the fire. You think?
Last thing I would want would be Joe Gorga just covered in shimmering hot gasoline. Muscles ablaze in flame smoke from all crevices. Terrible.
You know, Joe actually made a good point. I never have seen a dog masturbate.
Also, you know there's trouble over just these two lines.
Honey, you gonna eat that bean salad?
And he goes, I ate half. No one else is eating it.
Oh!
You think bean salad is easy? I wanted to lose it on his ass for her. I was like, she made you a bean salad. How dare you throw a bean salad in her face?
You know, I wasn't going to mention this, but I felt like there was some meaning in this moment, too, because earlier in the scene, Jen is like, you know what? Bill said I'm a terrible patient, so I had to go to a doctor in Turkey. And then there was just, like, a long close-up of kebabs. And I didn't know what that meant, but I felt like it symbolized something. Like, and now the kebabs. This is what happens.
And now it's getting cubed meat for dinner.
Now I got a nose that looks like a kebab, baby. So anyway, so she's talking about how she's been, like, iced out of the group and how, like, Margaret had a pride party and invited everyone except for Jennifer. And Bill's like, just take the high road, which, you know.
Well, that might be a bit much. I mean, just take a road. Just take a road. Just make sure you...
Take
just,
any road.
Any road. Don't swim. All right.
So Jen's like,
listen, I'm not here to fight. I'm excited to hang out with Louie.
And he's like, So then we start talking about the video. And she's like,
you know what? Obviously, you see something going around like that. It looks a little weird. But It was private. So, you know what? I don't know if Tree saw it, but I know if someone mentions it, she's going to flip out. Baby!
So now we go over to... So Joe Gorga's now on the phone with Teresa, and well, we just hear him say, he's got to grow a set of balls.
Is he talking to the bug man?
He could be talking.
Is he talking to DoorDash? Like, I imagine that he could be talking to any of those.
What do you mean you can't find the place? Grow a set of balls!
So apparently Teresa is pissed because at the big stand-up show, Joe Gorga said some things about Louie that she didn't like so much, huh?
We see a clip of that, and someone's like, so Joe, what do you think of Louie? And he's like, I never miss my brother-in-law so much. And everyone's like, woo-hoo-hoo! And then this is Melissa's face every time they show Gorga doing stand-up clips. She's always like...
She's like the audience in an infomercial. Dehydrated that fast?
Always looking into whatever camera is filming her at all times. I don't even know how she gets them all, because you know there's a bunch of like iPhones everywhere, and she's like...
Kyle Richards taught me how to do this.
Yeah. So Joe's like pretending to cry. He's like, I didn't know what to say, so I said something funny. I guess I'm the bad guy. And she's like, well, you know, she's sensitive. And he's like, but it was funny, right? And she goes, yeah, you blew it off. You really did him a favor. And he's like, but it's other things too. The girls say I don't take them to dinner or nothing.
The dog is sick of me showing it porn. So then he goes, you know what? The good guy always wind up last. Which I thought was funny that couldn't even say nice guys finish last. I was like, you know, it's like the easiest phrase to say. Good guys, if there's a line, they're not at the front of it. That's what I gotta say.
So Teresa's setting up for her pool party, and she's made it all about pineapples, which...
It's a lot of pineapple.
I'm still sweet.
In case you forgot, Teresa loves pineapples because it makes her vagina taste good.
Yeah.
Good for you, but do I have to go to that party?
So she's setting up pineapples everywhere, and then we go to Dolores' house where she's looking herself in the mirror, and there's a little dog at her feet. She goes, dog, come here. Because I had forgotten that Dolores had named her dog the most Dolores named dog.
Dog.
You know, ever since Boo went away, we got dog. Hey, dog. Hey, dog. What are you doing, dog? You smelling something, dog? Okay, dog.
So then we see everybody basically getting ready, right? She's talking to Frank on the phone to help her with clothes. And then Evan's talking to Jackie. And Jackie's like, just pick a good shirt. Actually, Teresa would love it if you weren't wearing one. And Marge is with Joe, and she's like, you know what? The last time Teresa had a party, Jen was that drunk mess. Do you remember that, Joe? Marge is just ready. Those cameras came on, and she's like, I bet I'm murdering half this cast this year. Get ready.
You know what? Every year, Margaret just wants to destroy Jennifer, and then something happens where she pulls back. And, you know what? She's a good girl. She's a good girl. She just doesn't know what she says all the time. She's a good girl. Margaret hates Jennifer. It's so obvious. I think this is the year where she says, you know what? I've been on the show for 4 years. I don't have to worry about Teresa anymore. I'm going after Jennifer. Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. I'm taking it down. So then over at Jen, she's like,
do you think they're going to gang up on me tonight?
And he's like, they did the last time. It's like one of those high school friendships. Mean girls loved it. I'm not just a mom. I'm a cool mom. Ooh, Tina. Tina. I'm on the Tina train. What were we talking about?
So then, just more back and forth, just things getting ready and everything. And then we go to Dolores, and she's like, I wish you were coming to the party tonight. Is she talking to Frankie?
She's talking to Frank.
Frank, I wish you were coming to the party, but unfortunately there's no doorknob, so you're going to be stuck in the bathroom all night. I'll bring you back a cheese tray.
You know what? I'm going to have to let Teresa know what happened in Atlantic City with the guys. It's like, what? It was a joke.
was a joke. What are you going to do? Call the cops for dogs masturbating to Dolores? I mean, come on, Dolores. Come on, Dolores.
But Dolores, of course, knows this video has gone viral, but she's going to make sure that Teresa doesn't turn on her this year. So she's right. Like, even though Teresa already knows this, I'm tattletaling on everyone there.
Yeah, all right. She's got to put in that, like, that moment. So Dolores shows up at Teresa's house, and she's like, hey, Tree, I'm doing a shot. Should I wait for you? I don't know why I wrote this down. Like, in case anyone wants to know what Dolores did as soon as she arrived, I'm doing a shot. I'm doing a shot.
She's like, oh, wow, a pineapple party. A whole party based on Teresa's vaginal juices. So fun. Tree, you want to do a shot? She's like, yeah, good. You know Teresa's in the shit when she's talking in that voice.
Yeah. I want to do a pineapple.
So Dolores is like, now, I know that Teresa doesn't want to talk about the video because, you know, she doesn't want to see Louis nervous, but it's like the pink elephant in the room. I love when they just, like, it's not enough just to be the elephant in the room, it's the pink elephant. You know, so, when I accessorized it.
Teresa's like, oh my God, we're gonna do a shot, it's a party, it's all me.
And she's doing that, and Dolores is like, so. How's Louis? Is he afraid to see everybody? And Teresa's like,
Let me ask you something, Teresa. Your new house. You got doorknobs? So then Margaret shows up, and out of nowhere, I don't know why, they start playing some Trixie Monocle. Did you notice that? Margaret shows up and we hear, we gotta shake the roof off, we gotta scream and laugh, and then just is over. It's like, okay. Well, what's that? Was something flying over here? Is it a bug?
How dare you? How dare you, insect? I did notice that Marge came in a ponytail with handles on it in case anybody tried to pull that shit this year.
Yeah.
Did you see that? It was like built with rungs. So let's see. Melissa and Joe come, and Joe's still whining. You know, Melissa's like, "We weren't gonna come." I was like, "Yeah, right. You two were gonna miss a filming event, I'm sure, Melissa."
I know.
So she's like, "We weren't gonna come," but Tree called and apologized. And Gia, you know, then we see Gia see Joe come in, and Gia's at the bar going, like, ready. Gia's ready to pounce this year too.
So Melissa's whole thing is like, you know what? They never talk about it. They just sweep it under the rug, huh? So then Jackie shows up, and she's like, you know what? This time last year, if Evan had his arms wrapped around Teresa, they'd probably be around her neck.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot better to be friends with Teresa than to be enemies, because that woman will come for you. Thank you very much. That was my line. Thank you.
Did you guys notice that they kept cutting to this new lady who we didn't meet yet, but there's like some dark-haired lady, and you know that she talks like this. You just know it, you know? And they kept cutting to her, and she would be like, Jeff! Jeff. And then you wouldn't see her. She never said anything. And then they'd show people mingling, and you just see her walk past people like, hey! I was like, who is that?
Probably the mayor of the town.
Welcome to Tenafly.
I cannot wait for her. Okay, so let's see. Joe's nervous. Everybody's making small talk. And then...
Cheers.
So then Tiki and Tracy come in. And Tracy's like, I need a drink. And Teresa goes, do you drink a lot of pineapple? And she goes, obviously. What does that mean? Like pointing at herself, like, obviously. Doesn't my vagina look like it tastes delicious?
I know. So then Dolores, Tiki is now stuck in the corner of the party. He's like desperately waiting for someone to save him because he's stuck talking to Dolores, who's going, so my boyfriend, you're never going to see him because he's always working. His name is David. And, you know, when I need my fill-in, my ex-husband Frank comes in, but he's away because he's got a new girlfriend. She's got boobs. You could throw her in the ocean. She's going to float. She'll be fine. Frankie just got a blowjob last night. Like, bell's going off all night, but I'm happy for him. Drop some pasta on the floor. You ever have pasta on the floor, Tiki? I had to pick that up all night longer than dog. He just shat. I was like, Frankie, why don't you walk dog around? And where's Gabby? Where the fuck is Gabby? She's supposed to be, but she's not helping. You know, but she's great. She's a great kid. She'll be a veterinarian. vegetarian. Anyway, pineapple juice. I don't know if I like pineapple juice that much, but you know, I love these tablecloths. Did you see the video of Louis? He's kind of crazy, right? But you know what? He cares. He's emotional. Anyway, what's your name again?
Tiki's just like, So then Teresa goes,
be right back. Gotta wash my hands.
Just in case you were worried about the COVID protocols at the party.
I guess. The whole party is about your vagina. I have to wash my hands and I'm not even there.
Okay.
So she goes inside and Marge is talking to Jackie and she's like, you know what, Teresa's not going to bring up this video. I just know she's not going to bring it. I mean, it's a little weird. Someone should bring up the video. What should we do? Bring up the video. Someone's going to bring it up.
Because they know whoever is the one who's going to bring it up is going to have to fight with her all season long. And it's like, who's going to do it? And Jackie's like, I did that last season. I'm exhausted, you know? So then Dolores goes up to Teresa. She's like, all right, I'll do this. She goes, Teresa, I want you to know what happened in Atlantic City. It's a city in New Jersey. You've been there before. It's Miss America, Atlantic City. Okay. So when the guys they walked on stage, and somebody said, "How do you feel about Louis, to your brother?" And he goes, "Oh, I'm missing Joe Giudice a lot right now."
And she's like, what?
Huh?
Did you not hear me, Teresa? And Dolores is chewing gum, and she just stops chewing her gum. She's like... So Teresa's like,
I'm playing dumb, did it? Because you know what? No one should be in Louis' business, and it's better to pretend I don't know what's going on.
Also, she just called Louie. She's like, she went in to wash her hands to call Louie. And so she's like,
Louie, hey, Louie, you coming?
He's like, I don't want to go there. I'm going to just be there for 2 minutes.
She's like, how come did it?
And he's like, it's going to be so much pressure. I'm sorry.
And then like a shirtless guy gets on the phone. He's like, come on, tell her from your heart. Tell her when you're going to be there, huh? Come on. Look at your GPS and tell her.
Come on.
2 minutes away, bro.
Speak from your fucking head.
By the way, so Teresa, when she played dumb, I mean, I believed her at first when she was like, so nice. I believed her, which to me, it's like, okay, well, guess what, Teresa? You just proved on camera that you can lie real well. So every time she's like, I didn't know about something, I'm like, roll the clip of this scene. Roll the clip. So anyway.
That insect was a ladybug. That is very lucky.
Oh, is there a ladybug over there?
Yeah, girl.
Wait, where is it? Oh.
You ever seen a ladybug try to jerk off? Poor things.
They don't even know how to jerk off. It's right there on a bottle. Look at that thing. It's stupid.
Poor fucking ladybugs.
I think we once got assaulted by a ladybug on a live show before.
Hey, this was a special moment. Joe's like, oh my God, Louis here. You know what? This video came out because all the guys are gossiping. And on Jersey guys are like the biggest gossips, right?
Yeah.
So they're all gossiping. And Evan's like, a video about what? He just wants to stay out of the shit, right?
Yeah.
So Benino's like, you know what? It's like a bunch of guys. I think they were naked. It's kind of weird.
By the way, amidst all this, Louis has arrived. He's like... Sorry to everyone at home who's listening who had to hear that.
Poking around the party, just doing like a Coke chomp, you know, yeah. Like. So he's purple. I mean, the man is purple. Okay. And Marge is like, oh, look, it's Louis. He appears to be nervous. Like, you think? You think? And Dolores is like, I mean, why wouldn't he be? Am I right? And she's like, listen, he has to understand. You know what? Like, Melissa was telling me they had this big family feud last night. I mean, Melissa told me, Teresa told Joe Louis was upset over a joke he made on stage. I heard it, girls. I heard. Like, she's just going around like, that's what I heard. All right, Louis's a monster. But also, Melissa's on the roof. Damn, Marge is just coming right out. out.
And I also just really like the idea that they had a Family Feud last night. Like, maybe they just played Family Feud. Okay, so we asked 100 people, huh? What pet would you like to see jerk off?
So then, yeah, she's like, yeah, I mean, look at him. He's nervous. He looks like Grimace running out of oxygen. Like, the guy looks like Grimace under a dry cleaner bag.
Weird. He had to have his shirt on. He didn't have bros behind him. It's like, he's like, oh, what do I do?
So when Marge says, when Marge tells Dolores' gossip, like, you know, Teresa's upset over this Atlantic City video, Dolores is like, wait a minute. She told me she never fucking saw it, and she's fine with, you know, she's fine with it. And Marge is like, not what Melissa told me. She said they almost didn't make it here. That's how bad it was. That's how bad it was.
Yeah. You know what the issue is? You know, okay, when you're pretending you don't care and you're lying about it, it makes it look like you do care, okay? A zing.
So, it's like, hold on, Teresa's coming. I'm right here. I said you were coming. I mean, so it's like, all right, Teresa, listen, you know what? I think Louis needs to address the video. That's it. Address it. Give him a microphone. Give him a microphone. You know what? Play Hopelessly Devoted to You or something so he has some music under him. I don't care. Say something. Speech. Dung, dung, dung. Louis would like to address something.
He's like, ugh. So Teresa's like,
yeah, it's a part of his past and he doesn't owe anyone an explanation. I think he's an amazing man, and I go by how me and Louis, like, a present and future. He has lashes, I have lashes.
Respect my home. Respect me. Respect my pools, did it?
All right. Okay, absolutely, absolutely. So Marge is like, listen, you know what? You just have to understand. People love you. They just want what's best for you, which is why I want you to publicly humiliate yourself and your boyfriend right now. Yeah. Please.
So then we cut away, and I don't know why we cut away to these two, but we cut away to them, and they get their own Chiron on the screen. It's like, Marie and Marianne have entered. I was like...
It's one of the girls.
Yeah, it was just Marie and Marianne. Hey, we're here. Marie and Marianne are here, and let me tell you something. I got a candle at Bath & Body Works, and it smells delicious. Thank you. Thank you very much.
So Teresa's like, I'm a big girl, you know. It's been almost a year with Louis, and I'm happy, and he's great, all right? And she's like, I get it. You're miserable, and he's a monster. Come to Mama. Say it on mic. I've got a mic right here. Say it right here. And let's see, now they're talking about Jennifer. Okay, so Dolores is like, where's Jennifer? Why is she late? And Marge goes, last time she was here, her face was on the pavement. I'll tell you that much.
So now Jennifer and Bill walk in. Jennifer, like, walks like you would think she was. Every footstep is like, ba, 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 ba. So she struts right in, and they're talking about her.
It's like an elliptical machine going really slowly.
Ba, ba, ba. I'm surprised she doesn't have, like, a little fur around her shoulders and, like, a cigarette holder. My husband's gonna get ya.
So Margaret is just fuming seeing her, you know. She's like, oh my God, she tried to ruin our relationship. She said it was my fault I was sexually harassed. Oh God, look at her. She's unrecognizable.
Yeah. So then Jackie turns around. She's like, wait, she got a nose job because it was just, oh God, that's bad. Oh God. Oh God, that's really bad.
They're all fucking monsters. I mean, even Teresa, who is on Jen's team, goes,
ah, Jen. I was just telling Gia you got it a nose job.
So Jackie's like, maybe I need to see it up close. Hold on a second. So then Jackie gets up. Oh, Jackie's already over here, and she goes like this. She just walks by. She goes. Just like a drive-by stare. It's like, excuse me, I have to walk to another side of the party right now. Now I'm walking back to where I originally started. Thank you.
They are so mean and hilarious.
I mean, they literally like said, that's actually what Jen said. She goes, that's so mean.
It is.
That's just so mean.
It is mean, but also kind of funny. I'm sorry. It's well, like in the Brady Bunch when the football comes and like hits Marcia. Yeah. It's like, oh, my nose. But it's like if you paused it. It's just like still right there, the football. You know, poor Jen. Like that thing didn't heal well.
Yeah, it's not great.
But it's temporary. It healed later. Okay, everybody who feels sad, it's don't worry. Like I don't know if it healed later, but something changed.
She got it redone? Did she get it redone?
She looks right now. Don't worry about it. We're being mean to past Jen, not current Jen.
We're being mean to swelling and noses that look like boots, you know?
Past Jen, past Jen. You can be mean to people in the past, just not currently. Currently, I support everything. You go, girl. So Marge is like, oh, my God, I got to see it up close. So she goes and kind of looks, too. And then Jen's like, hi, you see me? Because I'm here.
So Jennifer turns to Teresa and is like, how am I supposed to act when they all just walk by like that? And Teresa goes, who walked by you? It's like, Teresa, do you not see people with camera crews walking by, stopping and staring at Jennifer's face and continuing to walk by?
Ah, who walked by? Blink, 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 blink. Yeah.
Like you didn't see it, Teresa. I mean, obviously, I found Melissa was still mad at me when she posted that thing on Instagram. And I realized Marge was still mad at me when she didn't invite me to a pride party. But with Jackie, I thought we were going to let bygones be bygones. You want to talk to Jackie? Let me get Jackie. Jackie, no stop, won't you? Jackie.
Hey, she wants to say hi.
So she goes and she pulls Jackie of all people and just basically forces them to like talk, you know. It's like when kids get into a fight, you know. So Jen's like, are you mad at me, baby? I really thought that last time we saw each other and I tried to turn your best friend against you, that we ended on a good note. I would love if you could just tell me why you're so mad at me and maybe I can fix it, baby.
Well, you know, Marge is a very good friend of mine, and you really tried to concoct a story to break us up.
And then we see a clip of Andy going, so, Jen,
you said that Marge was the source of the story about Evan getting blowjobs in gyms.
Andy's like got a foam finger. He loves this shit, you know?
And then so now Jen, she's doing her whole thing where she's like, I shouldn't have said it. I shouldn't have said it, mister. And I regret it. Do you know how hard it is? Knowing it's the three of you against me, baby. Yeah. I'm like, wasn't it like you and Dolores and Teresa against Jackie for like 5 years in a row?
I know. But, you know.
Thank you to the Jackie defender in the audience.
Yeah. But you do feel bad, right? Because this is always a danger on Housewives.
It is.
When you make the villain the victim.
Yep.
And they're doing it on this show. They're coming in way too strong. People who watch Bravo, I don't mean you, but the other ones. People like me do not remember shit. I don't remember what happened a month ago.
No.
Okay? So I'm like, why are they being mean to that lady who had that horrible accident on her nose? Like that poor thing. These women are so mean.
I mean, that's just so cruel to do that to Jay Leno. So...
But then right when you start
I got startled by the ladybug. This ladybug has... Oh, there's another one. Oh, look. Oh, okay, ma'am, you have to get off my laptop, okay?
Oh, he doesn't like you messing with his laptop.
It's on the space bar. It's literally walking on the space bar. It's very Dolores. Like, oh, this is a nice computer. How much you pay for this? Oh, okay. It's literally... This is adorable, actually. Okay, ma'am, you're going to have to get off the space bar, okay? It's just walking around. Just walking around. Okay.
So Jackie's like, but Jennifer, you did all of this to yourself. I mean, it's the things you say. And she's like, but you gotta understand. I mean, let's see how close you girls are. And I'm just friends with Teresa and Dolores. And they don't stick up for me at all.
And she's like, oh my God, don't cry. I hate seeing people cry. Okay, we're best friends now. I'll support you through anything.
I'm a forgiver. I'm like, wow.
Do you want some grapes? It's gonna hurt my son, but you're getting Hudson's grapes.
She was like,
Foles.
And Margaret, I want to talk to her, but I don't have to apologize to her. She started with me, baby.
Right, because Jackie takes Jen's hand, because Jen is really faking this cry thing. So she's like, oh my God, please don't cry. And Marge is like, oh my God, they've got their hands. I'm dragging Jackie out of that conversation. This is not going to happen. So Marge gets over there, and Joe Bonino's like, like a woolly buffalo. It's like, shut up, Joe. Get out of my scene. Get out of my scene, Joe. So she's like, yeah, I shouldn't have to apologize to Margaret. It's like, well, hello, I'm right here. She goes, well, I was just asking Jackie why she's mad at me. And Marge's like, you know what? I was a little shocked. I mean, you called me the snake in the crew.
Yeah, I call like I see it, Baba.
She's like, you know what? You just don't know when to stop. I think you're unhappy. She goes, I get it. That's your truth. That's your truth.
I think that's your truth, okay? That's your truth. She goes, you know, I wake up feeling blessed. I love my house. I love my husband. He's allowed me to do things that I never thought would have happened before. I met a man without having a man having to nag me. I don't know what I'm saying anymore, but he does a lot for me, baby.
She's saying, I never thought I would have all of this without a husband nagging me about the bill.
Oh, yeah.
So she's like, I'm happy, I'm rich, basically. And Marge is like, it's not about the fucking money, Jennifer. Do you have pink leopard wallpaper in your kitchen? You don't. So it's about the wallpaper. It's about the wallpaper. So Jennifer just looks confused, like,
what do you mean it's not about the money?
You know, and yeah.
Jen's words like, you never want to say to Jennifer. Like, it literally does not compute for her.
So she's like, but it is about him letting me do whatever I can to be happy for the kids. And she's like, oh, or it's about him doing whatever he can to make up for the mistakes he's made in the past.
So Margaret's like, that will be the to be continued. We can just say to be continued right there because, you know, it's like, so Jennifer goes, yeah, just jealous. Oh, you want me to? Okay, we're going to keep going with this. Okay, we're going to do this. So she's like,
because Marge does walk away. Like, she starts to walk, but they keep walking away from each other and then circling each other, you know, yeah. Like a jersey, like, it's over, right? Oh, it's not over? Yeah. So she's circling, and the guys are all watching, like, look at that, woolly zebras, or whatever. And then Marge has it separated. Like, today is about embarrassing Louie. In 4 weeks, we will embarrass Belle.
Well, yeah.
Okay, like, let's spread it out.
But she decided we're just going to accelerate that timetable. She's like, you're not being honest. And Jennifer's like, how do you know about my honesty, baby? She's like, Jennifer, we all know, okay? She goes, well, everyone's got skeletons in their fucking closet. Then, like, cut to Teresa, like, running up to her closet, inspecting, oh, my God, there's a skeleton in here.
I thought Joe took all his stuff. Bling, bling, bling.
So she's like, Jen, you talk about everyone else's skeletons, but Joan, you attacked me from the very beginning. And I was like, Marge, this is too much right now. You are being horrible. This is fucking terrible. You need to stop it. And then we see a clip of Jen going,
the way she met her husband is very taboo. It felt very shameless to me.
And then,
you know what, Margaret? You're used to an environment of cheating. Your mother fucked around for 19 years, Margaret.
I mean,
I can't relate to people who have affairs with married people.
Sexual harassment, you liked it.
It's like, oh, Jen.
Yeah, Jennifer's like terrible.
Like, oh, Jen, I almost was on your side, but damn, those clips will get you every time.
So Margaret's like, well, you chastise me. She goes, well, because you're so vocal about it. And she goes, you're not honest. She goes, I'm being honest. You can't take how honest I am, baby.
And then Marge is like, all right, you're going to keep pushing me. You always say Bill is the best. But listen, he had an affair, and everyone knows it. And that's why he left his last job. And Jen just goes. Her tongue just sticks on the corner of her mouth like a placeholder. Like.
And Margaret goes, yeah, her marriage isn't as perfect as she says it is, okay? Bill had an affair with the office manager for 2 years. And Jennifer's like, she's not an office manager. She's a pharmaceutical rep. You fucking idiot. Get your facts straight.
Get your facts straight.
To be continued.
Yes. Very exciting to be continued. Atlanta, thank you so much for having us back.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time we come to town.
We love you.
This was a wonderful, wonderful night. Thank you so much. Yeah. Good night, everyone.
Bye.
Good night.
Everywhere I go, I holler every day. I raise my hands up and holler back. Hey, hey.
Clockwork Rapins would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C. Dana Do. Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Regal.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.